Welcome, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. We were discussing the gather of Bailus. And in fact, there's a machlokas rishonim about the nekuda we discussed in the previous shiur, that as long as you have shlita over the object, ishtamshus in the object, it's considered yours. A person loses ishtamshus, it's not his anymore. We see this in Pesachim, Chavtes Amar Aleph, in Tosis, who brings Rashi, that says that the chometz of a goy is mutter min haTorah ba'achila. And Tosis is bothered by that, because the moment it's mutter ba'achila, when you eat it, it's not the goy's anymore, it's yours. So it's a chometz of Yehudi. So how does Rashi say that it's mutter ba'achila? It's the chometz of a Jew. So Rabbi Chanan says in the Kovetz Yurim that Rashi holds that even though he gives you to eat, it still belongs to him. Even though you don't have ishtamshus, it's still his. But Tosis holds not like that. Tosis holds he loses ishtamshus. You have ishtamshus, it belongs to you. He also brings a machlokas Ran Rashba. What happens when you give somebody else your loaf to eat? So Rashba holds like Tosfos, that since you give him a hana of shimush of kilui, that he's going to be able to consume the object, mamela you're a mafkir from yourself any ishtamshus, and mamela you lost your bailus. But Ran holds like Rashi, that even in such an instance you didn't lose your bailus. Even in an instance where you don't have any more schus ishtamshus, you still have bailus. The Rush writes in the Darim Lamedala, name of Elazar Mimitz, that when you see a Dvar Hefker and you could be Zoch on this Dvar Hefker, you could be Makdish it, because the Hektish, you could be Makdish it in such a way that the Hektish will be Chal when you're Zoch on the object, and so is Mavorim Babetziyat HaZayin of an Aleph, that if a person says about a field, when I buy it, it's going to be sold to you, Dvar of Kayamin, since Biyado Liknos HaSada. So as long as it's Biyado, you could be Makdish it, you can sell it to your friend. And biyado only works, it says in Kedushas Samach Beis Amid Beis, when it's the davar shenimtza ba'olam. But davar shelo ba'olam, the biyado doesn't help. And it's an afkamina when you're mekadish an isha, la'achar she'tizgayer, after she converts to Judaism. This is not considered that she's ba'olam, because her Judaism isn't here yet. So biyado doesn't help. But if it's la ba'olam, then the biyado helps. Reb Shimon explains, look in the Darim, Simon Samach Chav Beis and Chav Gimel, that it's muchach from this that the gedder and kinyanim is not that you're mavir, you're bailus, but rather you have the koach to be mamid, your friend, as bailim. And therefore, just the fact that you can buy it and then give it to your friend, that's enough. And memela, he becomes bailim in your place. So it's not bailim, bailus is not just because the chefetz is your mamid. But even the fact that you have shlita biladit, you have a sole control over it, that also gives you koch bailus over the chefetz, and therefore, when you see a kikar of hefker and you can be zocha in this kikar, even though you haven't been zocha, you're already called bailim, then you can be makdish the kikar, that'll be chal when it's baliyado. Now there's a machlokas rishon about a surahana. Is a surahana yours or not yours? If it's aser b'ano, the Rash beholds that it's surahana or hefker, because he can't use it, so what good is it? It's hefker. And then he writes in the Tshuvas in Simon Tafshin Memvav that if you're mudar anam echaver, if you're not late enough from your friend, you give him a lulav, you're not yotzei dechovaso, because we require lachem velo shel isuri hana. We require that it belongs to you, and not isuri hana. So therefore, when you give your friend your lulav and he's not allowed to get hana from you, he's not yotzei. But the Ritva argues and he holds isuri hana are considered yours. It is considered lachem. So writes the Rivash. You can even be zocha b'isuri hana. And he proves this from Avodah Zarah Membeis, Meda'agba Kanye Lavoy Dezar, even though it's an Isser Hanah, and when you pick it up, it's yours. Also, the Ritva says that Yesachir Bisuri Hanah, Bechen Ochicho Achron, Meda'as HaRambam, who holds that Akonu Chometz Pechel Pesach, you're over in Bal Yerah, and you get Malkus, but it's Muchuch that you have Zachir Bisuri Hanah. Otherwise, how do you get Malkus? That proves that there's Malkus from the fact that you have Zachia, and there's a Suri Hanah, that would mandate giving you Malkus. If there was no Zachia, there'd be no Malkus. So Chodem Achlokas is, are you called Bailim because you have Kinyan Begufa Chefetz even though you can't use it? Or no? If you can't use it, there's a Chisaron and the Shem Bailim. So the Rashba holds that it's all Talui in your ability to use it. And if you can't use it, you have no Bailus. Chasel HaBashem Bailim. Old Kosev a Rashba, Huva Baram, Benadarm Pehe Amar Aleph, So the Rashba holds that if somebody asks his paris on himself, other people can take it. He asks his paris, go ahead and take it. It's yours. Can't be ma'akev. Ah, you could be shol on your neder. In the meantime, you haven't been shol on your neder. You haven't uprooted the neder. When you did, the chacham zoker neder meikaro. So once you're a shol, then these paris were never asur la'olam because the chacham zoker meikaro, and therefore he gets to give it back. But in the meantime, you can take it. Iran writes, "Vani mistapik b'zeh." Fishem mishal she'asur al atzim efkira v'chol shezachah bo'acher she'acher kana v'zochem and hafgav fishem isur shebo halachai de she'ela kinyan mamono shel zeh lo batal she'ni motzi she'ela behefker. Mishum hachi yitlu al adkan. Wow, al karcho adkan l'shana. So the Ran says that you can take it. You don't have to give it back. And uprooting it just uproots the isser. Now it's not us or you anymore. But your friend's kinyan, you're not uprooting. So the Rashba holds that you're allowed to take it, but he has to give it back afterwards. And the Ran holds that somebody else can take it, and he doesn't even have to give it back afterwards. So you see again, when a person has no sosish tamshus, so he's not considered bailam anymore. So Ran is a little bit of a tzarachion, because here he holds that if you can't be nana from your mom, it becomes hefker. However, the Ran that we made mention of earlier in Nedarim and Daf Lamed Daled Amud Bey says that when you give your friend a kikar lechol, even though you give your friend the whole shimush, we say that the ochel remains in the possession of the bailim. So why is that so? He gave his friend the shimush. So it could be that the Ran holds it over there. When you're inviting your friend, as long as he hasn't eaten, the inviter can change his mind, and the mamela remains in his bailus. But once you lose your right to this object, to use it, it's not yours anymore, you're not the bailum anymore. Also prove this from Tosin Chagiga Bezem and Bez Dibur Mans Glukofen, that they ask, and not that we say in the Gemara that it's a Chetzi Oeb Chetzi Ben Chorin, you force the master to give him a get shichur, and they ask, according to Shmuel, who holds that a mafkir avdo yotze lecheiros, why does he need to be mishachur with a get shichur? He's free without the get shichur. So you see in Tosis Lehejo, if you can't use the Eved because it's usher l'shtamish bo, it's like hefker. So therefore, in this case, where it's asur l'shtamish bo, because he's a chetzi oved, chetzi ben chorin, and we force the master to give him a get shichur, we force the master to free him, he has to free him. So we ask, according to Shmuel, you shouldn't need, this should already be considered hefker. Mafker abdo yotze l'cheiros, you don't need a get shichur. So here, why do you need a get shichur? He's already free without the get shichur, because you have an iser ishtamshis, just like hefker already. So there's obviously a lot more to say, and hopefully we'll continue. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.